Sonoi Hashem Alekecha V'yadecha. When you go out to battle with your enemy, when Sonoi Hashem Alekecha V'yadecha, and Hashem will give over the enemy into your hands. Shavisa Shivyoi. And you will take a captor into your hand, And you'll see during the captivity a beautiful Eish Shefas Toya, a beautiful woman, the Goyim, and you want her for a wife. So the Torah says, in such a case, the Torah gives a heter with the Tim of the Shefas Toya. The Talocha is that you're allowed to take a woman, even if she's a goy, if obviously Megayra, if you're in the heat of the battle, you see a woman that's taka with emotions running high, he sees a woman that he has a cheshit for, he can take her for a wife. The Torah tells us that first you have to go through a process. You have to cut off all her hair, make sure she grows, make sure she looks like she's not so attractive anymore. And then, if you still want her, then you're allowed to take her for a wife. The Chazal say from this wife is going to come out Ben Soira Moira, the rebellious child. So, Lamaiso, you want to say the Shmuz a few times about a certain mahalach of this parish, which means it'll be a lot of beer. But this time you want to say a different mahalach, maybe. And that is, the kashas are that it seems that the heter of the Eish Shefas Toya is only, as the pasuk of the Meshechoch Mitayek is when we're on a sona Hashem Alekech, when you are victorious in battle. Mashal is the stalemate, is a draw in the battle. There's no heter of Yifas Toya, it's a sona Hashem Alekech. Mashal, the heter is dafka on a sona Hashem Alekech, because Hashem has given the enemy over to your hand. Then comes the whole parasha of Eish Shefas Toya. What's the difference? Where's the Daf Katoli on the sun? The second, we have to understand the parish is very interesting. When did the parish have to start off with this whole Indian? He says to the Mechom Alei Vechastam. Pasuk's talking about Yivaz Torah, which is when the Meshachol Be'es and the Tzad Sinai, but the whole parish is very shver. What's he says to the Mechom Alei Vechastam? The Son of Shem, first of all, the Lush is very shver. It's mashma, it's automatic. You go out to there, and in the sun, Hashem gives it over in. Who says it's automatic victorious? I say, what's the purpose of that whole beginning of the parasha for? We're teaching about Eish Shefas Toya. We should have started off with Eish Shefas Toya. And second and third of all, why does that bring about the rebellious child? Why is that the outcome of such a relationship? The pashtus is obviously that the lady is not broy. The children usually go after the wife. And the maisa, she wasn't roy. She was a cheshit for the maisa, but she's not roy. She's a goya. And the maisa, she's not really interested in becoming so much of a yid. It's a heter. And the maisa, sefer shaldov, it's going to lead to a rebellious child. We have to understand it. Also, the Achrayim note the difference in the Lashonis over here, which we mentioned before. In Parshas Kisaita, it says, you go out to battle, and the son of Hashem Alekech V'yadach. In Parshas Baloischo, it also talks about going out to battle. So there is a different Lashon. There the Torah HaKadosh tells us, you're going to go out to battle, you're going to go out to war, And the Torah tells us that the Kat b'chatzoitzos, Shabuloi l'chatzoitzos, l'maisa, in that parish of Chisavo, Melchom v'artzachem, Al-Tzar HaTzor Eschem, when it's going to come a battle in your land, Rabbi Yosef b'chatzoitzos, you have to start blowing the trumpets, those, the shofars, then you'll be married by Hashem, and then you'll be saved by your enemy. Here it seems, right away, you go out, the battle, you're victorious. There in the parish of Al-Yitzchah, just they have to do a whole process. You go out, the enemy comes upon you, and you have to start blowing the trumpets. You have to go make a whole big thing. Blow the shofars. Try to secure the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachamim on you, and then you'll be saved. Here it seems very, very partial. The Yisoid I want to say is based be'etzem on the Chofetz Chaim later in the parasha. Later on the parasha, the Torah tells us a very interesting Yisoid. The Yisoid is that a person finds an Aveda in the street. If a person finds an Aveda in the street, you have to return it to him. And then it says another thing. If you find your friend, he has a donkey, and he's going in the street, and the donkey needs, everything fell off the donkey. It was laden with gold, with silver, laden with merchandise, and everything plopped down on the ground. So the halacha is that you have to, you see such a matzav, so just like an aveda, we have to get it back to his owner, also you have to help out. You see somebody fell down, all his packages, everything fall down on the street, you have to go over, hokim, tokim, imo. So the mitzvah say in the Torah, hokim, tokim, imo. That you go have to get help him, put everything back on the animal. You have to help him, make sure that everything that he lost, everything that fell, whatever is back with him, and you have to make sure that he's not going to lose anything. But the Gosifri is an interesting halacha. Holach v'yoshev loy. Let's say a guy had a donkey and he had stuff on it and it fell to the ground and mamish is all over the floor. And he goes on a bench nearby in the park, and he sits there with a hookah, and he starts smoking it. His hookah, very, very chosh, he needs something to do at night. He smokes a hookah. So he's sitting there with his hookah on the side, on the bench, with his legs crossed, staring to space, and the guy says, it's your donkey. He says, you pick it up, George. I'm in the middle of my hookah now. Can't be disturbed. Chas v'shalom. Mitzvah say the raisa. She's by car to smoke a hookah. So he can't disturb me during my hookah break. So l'maisa, the halacha is, Dr. Sifri, Mefurish, halacha is, hov, halacha mitzvah lifrag. So he says, you know what, you go ahead and laden the animal. Or you go ahead and take off. It's not halacha also. That if you find stuff on the animal, and the animal it has to be taken off, you have to, you know, take off all the goods on the back of the animals. And so the owner says, you know what, you have a mitzvah, go do it. I'm going to sit here and play back at him. I'm not getting up. You do it. You have a mitzvah. Go do your mitzvah. Halacha is part of your part of Shenemar, Hokim, Tokim, Imo. Do it together with him. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, this halacha, Zokta Chofetz Chaim, and you see how the Chofetz Chaim took the words of the Torah and he didn't just, we learned it for the Pshuta Shal Mikra, that the whole Torah of Isa is a Musa Haska, the whole Torah is here to teach us. And he took this word, the Chofetz Chaim, and he made a tremendous yisoid out of it. And he said, this is a Yidava Musa in all in Yonei Ha'olam. That we have to know, in Mumakadish Atmi Lamato, the Kachnash Omi Lamalo. If a guy does something himself, then Hokim Tokim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. If he makes steps himself to change, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. But if he sits back and says, Eibishta, you change me. Eibishta, I want to be different. I want to be a Choshev Ben Torah. I want to get a Cheshek for learning, Rebbe. I don't got no Cheshek. Get me a Cheshek pill, Rebbe. You don't sell in the drugstore. I need a Cheshek pill. You know? Or I need an injection from Cheshek Shah. So he sits back in his bed, he sits back in his room, where he sits back, he doesn't make any shtadlis. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Zelbazach, the same Metzias, Hokim, Tokim, Imoy, Zukta Chavetz Chaim. If he makes that first step, if he makes the movement, if he starts the process, then the Siyat Dishmaya is promised. But if he just sits back, he doesn't make any try, and trying means really giving all his effort, then you can't expect him to change. So the Chavetz Chaim, if he's not going to do anything about it, he could daven also for it. The Chavetz Chaim says, he could say, Elokai Neshama, Elokai Netzol, Shoni Meira, Gosh Baruch, please, I shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. But he doesn't make an effort to learn the halachas. He doesn't make an effort to watch himself. He says, Gosh Baruch, please, I don't want to be Nichshol this Aveira. But he doesn't make an effort to stop it. Please, Gosh Baruch, I want to get up for Shacharis in the morning. But he doesn't make an effort to come to Shacharis. He stays up to 4:47 every morning. To the yoke, Rebbe, I go to sleep every night at 4:47. That's when my alarm, I always see my alarm clock. That's when I, with one eye, because my other pupils come out falling down. But I see it says 4:47, and I go to sleep every night, but I really want to come to Shacharis. So the mice of the service shall dover, that's not really making an effort. You could dive in for it. You saw how many days I dive in for it, but it doesn't mean anything. Because the mice of the service shall dover, because Baruch only helps those who help themselves. Who make an emissary hishtadlus. And if it's an emissary hishtadlus, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes a sense of Siyat Nishmai. Hokim tokim ima is at the Chavetz Chaim. Tizel b'tach and every... So I want to tell you, if he's there, maybe that's the Poshup Shad over here, what's that? At the beginning of the Parashah. Tisei tzei la mulchom alai vecho, nesona Hashem alai kecho b'yadecho. The Pshah in the Parashah, like Lais, will be zeicha, this mulchom alai. And the Mepharshim say the Muhammad doesn't mean just the Muhammad is a physical battle, the Muhammad is a Yetzer. The Oilam Yagis Odom, the Gleimar Brothers, that a person should always do battle with the Yetzer Hara. That Yetzer Hara, to battle the Yetzer Hara, any Muhammad, he say to the Muhammad, lo yivecho, and to Emmet or Khan, come out to the senses clear. If they go out to battle, he says it here, the Yetzer Hara, Muhammad, lo yivecho, me yivecho, shim oivi Hashem. You're going out to battle for the right reason. He makes it tonight to go home. But you're going out. You're making the shtablus. You're making the effort to battle the Yetzirah. You're not sitting back. As the first one said, that's the chilek between the parasha of Baal Yitzchak over here. There it says, the Muhammad comes upon you in your land. That means you sit back and wait till the Muhammad comes to you. You sit back and deal with the Yetzirah when he's already inside of you. Then it's much harder. Then you need chatzoy choice. Then you need extra tefillahs. Of a kisei to the Muhammad. You preemptive strike. You make the extra ishtadlis, you go out to battle. You go out and make the extra ishtadlis. Then the son of Hashem, like Kechav Yadech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sees the effort. He sees the ishtadlis, then it's poshut. It's a double poshut, as the Pasuk says, Unu son of Hashem, like Kechav Yadech. That's the poshut shot. If you go out and make the battle, then the son of Hashem, like Kechav Yadech, Hashem is going to give it over. In your hands, easy, right away. Lo'olam Yagis. If a person makes the effort, Yasim Muhammad's right, he says, you make the Muhammad against the enemy. You battle it. You don't wait till it comes to you. You make the Ishtadlus. You fight it off. Then Unusono, there's a guarantee. There's a Tnai, Unusono Hashem Lekech B'Yadah, Kosh Baruch Hu give it over to you. If you sit back and wait, if you sit back with no plan, no strategy, how to be successful, you don't really make the proper Ishtadlus. I'm trying. What kind of trying is it? It's a bluff. Not real trying. Trying is coming every day, putting yourself into it, throwing yourself into it. Then you'll see the Siyat Nishmaya. But if a person sits back on his laurels and says, yeah, I try. I get up once in a while. I come once in a while. That's not called real Hishtadlus. Of them, Shtei Yishalkim Togimimah. And of course, Baruch says, that's the Pshara Baisai. If he stays in that attacking form, if he stays, he makes that ishtadlus. If he makes his effort, if he tries to fight, if he doesn't sit back, then he'll be able to be successful against the battle of the Yetzirah. He'll be successful in his battle of the Yetzirah. And then even if eventually, he stays with the plan. He stays with the process. He continues on the way. And then Be'ez Hashem will be successful in Mechamas Ayetza. But if he lets up for Isa B'Shifa, he lets up in the battle. And he sees the Sifas Toya, which is also Machi Yetzirah. and he doesn't focus on his going out to do battle. As Lo'olam Yarek is the other Yitzhak, it's all the battle. He lets the battle come to him again. He brings the battle to his home. He lets the battle settle in him. He doesn't fight it. And eventually it's going to settle down. And she's going to settle in. And it's going to be, the outcome's going to be terrible. Chas v'sholom is going to lead to a Ben Tzair Ramayim. Because the Yisod of Ben Tzair Ramayim is the same Yisod of Hassan. The Yisod of Ben Tzair Ramayim is the fact that he's overcome in the Mechamas HaYetzer. And the Mechamas HaYetzer is a difficult battle. We know it's difficult. But if we're not on the offensive, we remain defensive. If the Yetzer comes into us, and we let the Yetzer stay by us, and we leave the Yetzer by us, it's eventually going to have an hashpa on us. It's overtake us. And when it overtake us, it leads us down to a matzav of Ben Tzorirer Umoirer, which Chazal say, he's a person, he's a son of God, he's so bad that he has no control over himself. He robs, he steals, he's living in a world of pleasure, and he has no control. So the parents have to take him out and kill him, because he's in no control. No one can be controlled, he's not controlled even by his parents. We're talking about a young child. But he has become so overpossessed by the Yetzer Hara. And that's because he let the Yetzer Hara live with him. He didn't keep it away. He didn't keep it distant. He let it come in. The Pshat in the Gemara of Olam Yarek is Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, you have to keep the Yetzer Hara out. You have to be on the offensive always. You can't sit back and say, oh, you know what? So I beat him and that's it. There's always going to be, the Yetzer Hara is always lurking. He's always waiting in the background to find the spots where we let up. And that's the Yisod of Vastora. We let up for a second. We lose our focus. We let up for a second and the Yetzer creeps in and he leaves a little hole there. And we stop going on the offensive. And we now on the defensive. And the Yetzer is by us. It's in our house. It's around us. We're seeing it every day. And we don't get rid of it. We don't push it out. We remain on the defensive. Eventually that leads to the matzah of a Ben Tzair Umoirer who's totally controlled by the Yetzer Hara. It started off with a little crack. Just let him in a little bit. He let down the offense. And he seeped in to a little crack. Goodbye, Charlie. He lost Ben Tzair Umoirer. Because that's the Kodesh of the Yetzer. And that's why the Gemara says in Brachos Lo'olam, Yargiz Odom Yetzer Toiv Sok Rashi Brachos Heyam and Aleph Lo'olam, always battle the Yetzer Hara. Don't let up. Don't let down the guard. Because he's looking to seep in any which way he can. And once he gets in, that's the pasuk of Alo Yitzchak, it's much harder to find him. You got to keep him out. In any form, shape, or manner that he tries to get in. In the form of a small little book. Very innocent. Charlie Chaplin and his three mice. In the back of the book is a little picture. Has to be Charlie Chaplin's wife. Somehow it got into the book. It had a cell. And there, that's where it started in Moshe. Over the Yisoid, he says to the Melchom, go after that. Make your shkaz. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that you're a fighter. You're fighting. You're not leaning back. Then the Son, he's going to give you the opportunity. And that's Locho. Lo'oilom Yargiz. In Nitzchoy, you have Siat Shmat in Masach. You make that Pesach, you make that effort, you make that Shtadlus, you make the goal, you do what you can, there's bros that be there to help you. But you sit back, and you let things come into you, and you try to be on the defensive, and you let things seep into the cracks, Soiva Shaldova Ben Soiva Mur is going to take over your life. You're going to be total overcome by the pleasures of this world. And the Chofetz Chaim zot a moshel, a rayon to this. He says you have an oni, that his matzav is so dochuk, he's very in dire straits, he needs money. So he meets in the street a very wealthy individual.
He meets up with a wealthy and he's a pauper. The guy, mamish, can't put food on the table. He doesn't have bread and water. He's walking down the street, and all of a sudden, one day, there he meets Yankel Levovic, the gvir of the city. And he's hoping, he's worried, maybe he needs money. What should he do? He's thinking of a plan just to go over to approach him. Maybe he can give me a nice loan, or maybe he can even give me a nice nedava, so I can take care of my family for a month or so. So he goes over to him and he says, he finally builds up the courage, he says, Yankala, listen, do me a favor. Lend me, I'll pay you back. 5 rubles. I have some business, I went to the Gemach, the Gemach won't lend me anymore, but I know this will be well. Zok, the rich person, Yankel Levovic, he says, okay, Shlomo, I'm asking to lend you the money, but I don't have anything on me right now. I'm in a rush. Do me a favor. Come to my house today at 5 o'clock towards the evening, and I'm going to give you the 5 ruble, chloy rav, to get all your money. No problem. It's not a problem. Pay me back when you can, but come to my house exactly 5 o'clock. The Maisa, the usher saw how desperate how it was for this Ani, this poor guy, and he said he's going to be sure to be home. He made a shtal to be home on time, knew it to be home to be able to give the halvah, the loan to the Ani. He comes home at 4:45, he's home special, came a little bit early from his work, make sure to give out the money. 5 o'clock comes, not there. 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock, nothing. So he thought maybe something happened to this day. Something happened. He got caught up with something. Okay. Next day, the rich man's walking in the street and he meets up to Ani again. So up to Ani to the usher, says Shlomo to Yankala, I have a big deal today. I want to make some money for my family. Can you lend me the 5 rubles? If you'll do it, your mama saved the family. Zok to Ashir, Zok Shlomo, Zok Yankala, I told you yesterday, come to my house, I'll give you the money. You never showed up. We didn't want you yesterday, like, we'll come here, you were talking, 5 o'clock, come to my house, we'll get the money. What happened to you? Are you crazy? I waited the whole time. He says, don't worry, I'm going to be there tonight. I'll be there tonight. What time? 5 o'clock. Bekitza, he waited, he didn't show up. Third day, they meet up again. He says, my matzah was so terrible. You gotta help me. The usher says to him, come on, is this a joke? If you needed the money, you would have came to my house. Where were you? It took so long. Zok to Chavetz Chaim. The nimshol is pashit. Every morning, he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Avarachamon, Hamarachim Achim Aleinu, Banish on my father, have mercy on us, we're Aniyim. So the Gemara in the Torah ain't Ani Ela B'Tas, we're Aniyim B'Tas, we don't understand Gemara, we don't get the Pshat, it's hard for us, it's not a Shmak, we don't understand it. Please, Avinu Avarachamon, Rachim Achim Aleinu, say so many times, Rachim, please have mercy. Ma'isa, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, to his malachim, this guy, look at how he's davening over there. If he comes to davening. But look how he's davening. Look how he asks him at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look how he's being mevakesh. Look how much he wants it. You know what? I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give him today extra siyat d'shmai. At 9 o'clock in the morning, when he goes to learn, this morning, say that you're going to see him have a geshmak. Okay? The Melachim are ready to give it. Version already sent out the message to give it. Okay, where is he? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:45, he rolls in. Get a coffee, 1 second. 5 to 12, he sits down to learn. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, at 9 o'clock, 9:15, he's ready to give it over. He's ready to give the loan. He's ready to give the cash. But where's the guy?
sleeping. Next day, okay, one day now. Next day, Hashem, please, you want to ask her, I need this, I need that. Where are you? I want to give it. Shows up late again. Happens a few days in a row. Is this guy serious? You're right, he's davening with kavana. He says to his rebbes, I want to taste learning. I want to get a geschmack. I want to change. I want to be better. Are you making the effort? Hokim talking me, my. Kisei tel amochoba. You got to make the effort. It's hard. No one's going to tell you. Anybody tells you that it's easy to become a Talmud Chacham, he's a chakron. You got to what source it takes effort, it takes years and months and days of plugging. But money back guaranteed, Rabbi. You heard it. That if you do plug away, you make the effort. And this is experience from hundreds and hundreds of Talmidim. You make the effort day in, day out, with the difficulties, when it's hard, it's not so gishma, we don't have cheshek. So many people say, I don't have cheshek. I'll tell you myself, my own life. No, he doesn't, didn't have so much cheshek. I ran to make somebody learn anyway. Who says you have to have cheshek? You'll get the cheshek. It doesn't come instant. It's not like some instant, you know, oatmeal. Pour it in, you put some water, you get cheshek. It comes with hard work. Day after day, you train your body to understand. You start to understand the Gemara. You start to vashtein. You start to understand the depths. You start to get a kesher with Torah. You keep out all the garbage. And then slowly but slowly, it penetrates the heart of Boisai. V'hoyu hadvarim ho'eila alav avecha zot chedush harim. What's the alav avecha? What's the bilav avecha? The teretz is that you have to put the words on your heart. They don't go in right away, but eventually it seeps in. You got to put it on your heart. You got to make it part of your life. Eventually it goes in, and then it becomes so sweet to us. The sweetest, most greatest, most possible taiva in the world is for learning. But you first have to make that effort. You have to kisei to the melacham olivach, and that's what Zelos all about. Rosh Hashanah, which we're approaching soon, Rabbi Sai, is the year, is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide about the year. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year. Everything and anything and everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Sai. From the heart, from the most important things in the world, from the most incredible, important things, what's going to go out in the world today, this year, for the government, and what happened this year, people are looking at all the revolutions that are going on in the Arab Medina, Rabbi said today. When was it Nigzer? Was Nigzer last year, Rosh Hashanah? Ezel Acharev, Ezel Arav, Ezel, everything is Nigzer, the big battles, and also the small battles, Rabbi said. Everything in the individual life, every single thing in our lives is going to be in this side, Rabbi said. When we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for another year, what are we asking for? The Baruch Hashem, we want life. Because we're going to say hundreds of times, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hasmeinu b'sefer ha'chaim, Hasmeinu b'sefer ha'chaim, Ochsoi v'chaim toivim. Baruch Hashem, we just want to be written, we want to have a good life, us and our families. What do we want a good life for? What are we doing with that life? Are we moving forward? Is it be another year of the same? Or is going to be a change? Is going to be a difference? There's going to be a kisei tzeh amilchama. Is going to be another year of just sitting back on our laurels and what we gained all the other years? Or we're going to move forward? Life! What are we asking about? Kodesh Baruch Hu Chayim. We're asking for life. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want to give us life for? For what purpose? So we can eat peanuts? What are we going to have life for? What's the purpose of going to have life? So they eat more Gari Nim shells? 2 pound bag of Gari Nim shells this year, I'm going up in levels? Watermelon seeds? What is the purpose that we ask for life? That we should move for higher. We should grow. We should accomplish our top kids. We were created for a purpose. Every year we have to head toward that purpose. If not, what do we need life for?
We created for some purpose, each one and every one of us. Are we heading towards that goal? And every year, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, are you getting a little bit? Of course we're going to have fools. We're going to have yiridus, as they say. We're going to have times that we're not, but in the overall, where's he headed? Where's his head? Where's his head? What's his goals? What's his she'ifas? What's his hopes? Where does he want to get in his life? What does he want to do this year with his life? Is there going to be a kisei teila mochama leivecho? That enemy called the Yetzirah, is there going to be an active fight against him? We're going to sit back, let the Yetzirah play, work with the Yetzirah that's within, that already got into us. What's the goal? You have to know, kisei teila mochama leivecho on the sun. If you're going out the barrel, if you show a Kodesh Baruch, you're making the effort. If there's an opening, that's the smallest little opening, Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch will open the wide. What is that? You've seen it time and time again. Those who have made that decision, those have deep down, no one's looking, have made a decision that this year is going to be different. It's going to be a different year. I'm going to make that goal and push ahead and be a smother. I'm going to throw myself into the learning. I'm going to throw myself, even though it's difficult, I'm going to be proactive against the Yetzirah. Every time we saw that, we saw success. We saw advancement, we saw steiging, we saw people that unshackled themselves and got to madrigas that they never thought they could get to. Because the Siyat Hashemayim is murdered, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that. But those who sat back, and those who didn't make the extra effort, and those who said, you know what, it's enough, I did enough, I'm not going further, I did, I tried. Those guys who just sat back and weren't proactive, they fell down. In Ruchnias, there's no such thing as staying at the same Madrega. You're either going up or you're going down. That's the Metzius. It has to be Kiseitzi L'Mochama Oyevecha. You have to be going forward, for if you're not going forward, you're going to go down. And this is Be'emes, the dream of Yaakov Avinu. When he had the Sulam, and he was going to Chutz La'aretz. As we always say, he was going to Chutz La'aretz, and the ladder was going up, and there was Malachim going up and down, so the Chavetz Chaim Pshat. And I add to the Pshat, he was going to Chutz La'aretz. He had achieved an unbelievable Madrega. He had just sat and learned 14 years without sleep. And he was now going to Chutz La'aretz. What more could be expected? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing himself the Chavetz Chaim, oil of the Yordan. If you're not going to go up, you're going to rely on what you gained till now. You rely on the Madrega that you reached till now. Then Chas HaShom, oil of the Yordan, you're going to go down. There's no such thing in Ruchnis as remaining stagnant. There's no such thing. So many Bachrim, they get to a level and they don't want to make that jump. They're afraid to take the step. I don't want to be called a nerdy guy learning all day, like a Kolo guy. You know that guy who walks around with a short haircut and the greasy beard? Oil's dripping down from his beard. You can light Hanukkah menorah, just squeeze it out. I don't want to be that greasy guy. I don't want to be that guy that they have the picture in their mind like they don't want to be. And it's a toy. It's a childish thing. They always say in one of shop, if you like it, if you get into it, you like it. If you try and you don't like it, you can always go back and do whatever you want in life. But they're afraid to try it because they have this image in their brain. They don't realize if you don't go any higher, you don't want to move forward. You don't set your goals higher for this year, you're not going to go anywhere. We all have goals. We all can go higher. That's the tafkid. If you're not going any higher, there's no reason for us to be in this world. If we finished our tafkid, so we have no reason. If we're not moving up higher, there's no reason to continue around this world. We have to be a kisei teila mochama leivecha. And so many of us can really go scoring higher if they just make that effort to be proactive. To be kisei teila mochama. To go and fight the enemy on the offensive, not on the defensive. Not always to be on the defensive, trying to keep the enemy out. Once the enemy has gotten in, it's very, very dangerous. You got to fight the enemy when it's his home field. You got to not let up. You got to push forward. And we've got to make this year the year of Isai. The year that's going to make a difference in our lives. Not to be the same old year where I just sit back and go do the same old shtusim. It's a stupidities already. Go to town, do the walk around the block again, and go this way and that way. The same thing, nochamo, nochamo, nochamo. It's a waste of life. Now, this year, we're going to make it a year where we concentrate and focus on moving forward in our ruchnius. He said to the Muhammad, and Be'ezah Hashem, and Obin Asana Hashem, and Kechav Yodecha, and we say to the Emes and the Sin of Hashem, and the Yetzar in our hands, forever, V'yas Mashiach, Sikeinu, and Heir, V'yamin.